coming up on episode number 594. Well, you know the names of the bands, Depeche Mode, Yaz, and Erasure, as well as The Assembly and some solo stuff. What do they all have in common? All you synth pop fans out there know the answer to that one. It's Vince Clarke, who's half of two of those bands, Yaz and Erasure, and was one of the original members of the band Depeche Mode. We're going to celebrate his birthday, which was last week, by honoring him with some covers of songs by the groups he was with, as well as a couple of covers by Erasure. It's Vince Clarke's cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's July 9th, 2009. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. Tonight, celebrating the music of Vince Clarke, like I said, who's a synth pop legend who's been with Depeche Mode, Yaz, and is currently with Erasure. He's one of those, you know, one of those super talented guys who you don't really think about because he's never in the front of the band. You know, he's with Andy Bell in Erasure, he was with Alison Moyet in Yaz, and of course with Martin Gore, who took over songwriting duties after he left. Basically, he was with Depeche Mode just for the first album, Speak and Spell, as well as the stuff that took place before Depeche Mode, French Look, which was another two-piece band that featured Martin Gore and then Andrew Fletcher forming a band called No Romance in the late 70s. I mean, this is a guy who has always been a very strong supporting act, but staying out of the spotlight and letting the vocalists kind of take the reins. However, his synth pop, his keyboard skills really do take front and center, and you're going to see a lot of that in the music you hear tonight. We're going to listen to a different set from each of the three bands, or covering each of the three bands, and we're going to bookend it with a couple of covers by Erasure, the first of which you would expect that I'd have to pull something from the album Other People's Songs, which came out in 2003, a great album put out by Erasure that was all covers and really spanned so many different genres and so many different styles of music. It was fantastic to see some of these influences and some of these bands that Andy Bell and Vince Clarke picked to cover. This, however, is one of my favorites, and it's a cover of one of my favorite songs from the 70s, and this is going to sound really sappy, but originally done by 3 Degrees, here's Erasure from Other People's Songs covering When Will I See You Again?
Thank you. with you, baby. I go out of my head and I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. All the things you do to me and everything you said, I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough.
We slip and slide as we fall in love, and I just can't seem to get enough.
Together, we're walking down the street, and I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Every time I think of you, I know we have to meet, and I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough.
It's getting hotter, it's our burning love, and I just can't seem to get enough.
You're shining down for me, and I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Just like a rainbow, you know you set me free, and I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough.
You're like an angel, and you give me your love, and I just can't seem to get enough.
Distance, but I swear I won't touch you.
That is such a great song. No matter who performs it, it is just so heartbreaking, and especially with those vocals there. That's a band called Day Behavior from a collection called Your World in Our Eyes, tribute to Depeche Mode. Day Behavior is a band that was formed in the late 80s by two guys named Carl and Tommy, basically kind of working around and putting together music, I believe instrumental music, for the late 80s and early 90s. And then 1993, they decided they were gonna find a vocalist, and really wanted to take putting this band together seriously. They found a woman named Paulinda, and the final piece of the Day Behavior puzzle fell into place. Half Italian, half Swedish, Paulinda, just beautiful, breathy vocals there. Really, really love that song, and really love that performance of it. See You, originally by Depeche Mode, from that first album, Speak and Spell, which featured Vince Clarke on songwriting duties and keyboard, of course, synthesizer duties. Before that, Sea Project, featuring Darren Huss, and a cover of Just Can't Get Enough. That is from a different a different Depeche Mode tribute called Enjoy the Sounds. And another terrific performance there, a much darker one. And Darren Huss is a Canadian who's been in several bands, a lot of goth rock and synth pop there as well. Originally from Edmonton. He's been in bands like Psyche, Lights of Euphoria, and Fading Colors, I believe with his brother in two or three of those bands. That is Sea Project featuring Darren Huss. And then we start off the set with When Will I See You Again, originally recorded by 3 Degrees, covered there by Erasure on that fantastic all-covers album, Other People's Songs. And I've played a few things from that on the show. Great album. I'm a big fan of Erasure. We've seen them, Tina and I have seen them, I think, twice now. Just a great band. Coverville is brought to you tonight by Audio Engine, and tonight we're going to talk about the desktop speakers. These are the speakers that are specially made for your computer, for the desktop. The Audio Engine 2s have that same great sound as the Audio Engine 5s, the big bookshelf speakers. And I say big, but these are all nice and small, compact, with big booming bass, but clear bass, and really crisp, well-defined highs. Just amazing. And what's cool about these is that they work so well in small rooms, medium-sized rooms, and even large rooms. I use these with my computer at work, and even if nobody's in the office and it's just me and I want to crank the music, I still only have to turn it up to like 3 or 4. If I were to turn it all the way up, I'd still have really crisp, great, loud sound, and no muffling, no distortion, no nothing that sounds like it's being played through a fuzz box or something. You can connect it to either a 1/8 inch mini jack, so your laptop, your computer, of course, or RCA inputs, so you can hook up your Xbox, your PS3, your Wii, whatever. You can even do both, and allows you to to control the volume on both of them together so that you can be playing a game on your computer, but you want to listen to music and you don't want iTunes or your media player to slow everything down. They're great sounding desktop speakers, and of course they're gorgeous, just like the other Audio Engine speakers, either a white piano finish or a black piano finish. And right now, because you're a Coverville listener, because you, my friend, listen to this very show, you're going to get 10% off your purchase from Audio Engine just by using the coupon code COVER10, COVERTEN. That's going to save you 10% off of your Audio Engine purchase. Try it now, audioengine.com, or go to Coverville, and you'll see a link in the show notes. Click that and check out their wide variety of speakers and accessories, Audio Engine USA. All right, so after Vince Clark left Depeche Mode, he hooked up with Alison Moyet and formed the band Yaz. Actually, in the U.S. they were called Yaz for some reasons of, I guess, another band with that name. But in the U.K. they were known as Yazoo, and like calling them either one of those. Yaz, Yazoo, in any case, fantastic band. Only put out two full albums. And got to thank Wayne from the UK, who turned me on to a concert put on by Yaz after that first album, where after they'd finished playing all the tracks from that album, they went back and played a remixed version in concert of one of their other songs, of one of the songs they had just played. That's what happens when you run out of music touring after your first album. You don't have enough stuff to fill a 2-hour concert. A few big hits from them, and you're going to hear covers of two of them, as well as a song that's undeniably Vince Clark. But we're going to start off with Only You, performed here by Even in Blackouts, from an album called Myths and Imaginary Magicians. Of course, a cover of Yaz. Here is Even in Blackouts. Thank you.
her footsteps on the floor. Said she was a killer. Now I know it's true. I'm dead when you walk out the door. Hey babe, I'm hooking at you. Oh yeah. Can't stop now. Don't you know I am never gonna let you go. Don't go. We'll be right back.
undeniably one of the more Vince Clarkian songs on Upstairs at Eric's by Yazoo. That is In My Room, performed there by a group called Soviet. It's on a very hard-to-find album called Nobody's Diary, a tribute to Yazoo. Actually, a tribute to Yazoo is what it says. Yeah, this is a hard one to find. You can look for it on Amazon, and I think I see it there for like $85. So it's one that's a little bit harder to find. 19 tracks covering all the different songs from both of Yaz's albums. Really good stuff, though, on that album. Definitely worth checking out. In My Room by Soviet. Before that, Don't Go by Nouvelle Vague. This is from their 2006 release, Band Apart, and if you are a Nouvelle Vague fan, you'll be happy to know that their new album just came out the end of last month, called CV3. I just ordered my copy. I haven't heard it yet, but of course there's some covers of Soft Cell on there, and I think another Depeche Mode track. Some great stuff, of course, from Nouvelle Vague. And you always know what you're going to get with Nouvelle Vague. Before that, you heard Only You by Even in Blackouts from their album Myths and Imaginary Magicians. This was a band that was formed by John Jughead Pearson, who left the band Screeching Weasel, and found a bunch of younger artists to support him as a band, including vocalist Liz Eldridge, who had never actually been in a band before. She joined John in Even in Blackouts. That's the album 2003's Myths and Imaginary Magicians, a couple covers on there, including that cover of Yazoo's Only You. Well, a few covers got cut from tonight's show, and I'm all about recycling. I'm all about reusing and making good out of cast-offs and leftovers. So the songs that got cut from tonight's show, including a few more Yaz covers, are going to be on a bonus tracks episode. This is a special episode that gets released. It looks like it's going to be about every 3 weeks that I'm going to do these. Maybe even sooner if they fill up faster. They're only available, though, if you're a Coverville citizen. And becoming a Coverville citizen gets you access to bonus tracks, Coverville bonus tracks, which, like I said, collects the additional songs that get cut from each episode due to time constraints. You'll also get an annual DVD that contains the previous 100 episodes in either AAC or MP3 format so that you can have every single episode at your fingertips without having to store them on your hard drive or on a backup drive or anything like that. You also get a custom-designed t-shirt every year. And happy to say that the current t-shirts are at the printers, thanks to Shelby for his help in arranging somebody to silkscreen these. They are very cool. And much like the Coca-Cola t-shirts, they do play off of another logo. And also got to thank my Uncle George, who helped come up with the idea and the design for this year's Coverville Citizen t-shirt. It's very, very slick, and I think once I get them back from the printer, I'll probably put a photograph of one on the website for you to check out and to entice you into becoming a Coverville citizen. How do you become a Coverville citizen? Very easy. Just go to coverville.com, and in the right side of the page, you've got a button to become a Coverville citizen that allows you to choose the format of DVD that you want, the size of shirt that you want, and what you're doing is you're supporting independent radio, independent podcast, independent web programming like Coverville. A $40 subscription gets you all this stuff every year, as well as the subscription to bonus tracks, which you can't get anywhere else, the DVD and the t-shirt, which you can't get anywhere else. And if you just want the show but you don't want the DVD or t-shirt, I have a $30 option that just gets you the subscription to bonus tracks and also is a way for you to help support Coverville and support what I'm doing here with independent music, independent radio, independent podcasting. And that's all we'll say about that. Thanks for your support. If you are a Coverville citizen, thank you very much. And a new episode of Bonus Tracks coming in the next, I would say the next 5 days. So be ready for that. Collecting some of those cast-offs from the Nick Drake and Michael Jackson and Tribute to Summer shows that I did a while back. All right, if you are a fan of Erasure, you probably know that a while ago, fairly early on in their musical career, they released an album, kind of more like an EP with a few tracks, called ABBA-esque, where they covered a bunch of ABBA songs. Well, I'm not going to play one of those covers. I'm going to kind of cover the Retaliation, the complimentary piece, probably is the better way of putting it, by an ABBA tribute band called Bjorn Again. In 1992, they released an album called Eraserish, which covered Stop and A Little Respect, two Erasure songs, and they covered them in that ABBA tribute style. We're going to listen to that one. Stop, performed here by Bjorn again from that album, Eraserish.
Stop! Stand there where you are before you go too far, before you make a fool out of love. Stop! Don't jump before you look, get hung up on a hook before you make a fool out of love.
So Daytime high temperatures once again. It's one of those afternoons where we're absolutely baked.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's just too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Rather you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants, for romance is not. Because it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Oh, it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I like to coo with my baby tonight, pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But rather you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot.
From a tribute to Cole Porter called Red Hot and Blue, that is Erasure with Too Darn Hot. That's one of those songs that's been covered by everybody from Ella Fitzgerald to Jewel. And right there, it's covered by Erasure. Great great phrases in that song, too, that from the late, 1800s, stuff like pitch the woo, which basically means to make out with. Very, very cool. Before that, A Little Respect by Trash Poor Four from their 2005 album Recycle Volume 1. Still waiting for Recycle Volume 2, but that is easily one of my favorite songs by them. I love how they change up that song so much, especially just with the cadence of the vocals and how it's kind of lilting and goes right through. It's very, very cool. Very beautiful. I'm going to stop saying very cool for things in this show. Before that, Stop by Bjorn again from that Erasure-ish comeback album. This was a 1992 release where they recorded Stop and A Little Respect in a way of, retaliating? Not retaliating, a way of complimenting Erasure for the ABBA-esque album where they covered ABBA songs. Of course, it wasn't ABBA covering Erasure. It was Bjorn again, which is an ABBA tribute band. Actually, Tina and I have seen them when they passed through Denver. they're great. And that is going to do it for tonight's episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can contact me with a request, a suggestion, or idea at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or the forums at www.coverville.com. Rate the songs you heard on tonight's show. Let me know what you liked. My favorite right there, Trash Pour 4 and their cover, Little Respect. But maybe you like that Depeche Mode Just Can't Get Enough cover. Maybe you like the Erasure cover of When Will I See You Again. I won't know unless you rate it, unless you go to the website and rate those songs. Check it out. Plus, there's also so much more than the show that goes on at coverville.com. News about cover songs, album announcements, YouTube videos that people send in where just putting them on the show wouldn't do them justice, so I put them on the website. Like that Africa video that people keep emailing me about, that a cappella Africa, which is fantastic, but please, no more emails about that one. All right, we'll be back next week with episode 595. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.